Warsaw will kick off to start the game, and Warsaw found a kickoff person last week at Goshen, Luis Muñez Bermudez, who had five kickoffs for an average of 57.8. He had three touchbacks last week, which was terrific. And he'll be kicking back deep to a pair of Wawasee potential returners. One of those is Jason Evans. And we're underway here in the W Trophy game. It's a returnable ball from the 9-yard line. 10, middle of the field, 15 to the 20. Angling to the right and going down at the 25-yard line is Cam Center. First down and 10 for the Warriors on the opening possession of the football game. Just getting started here on this Friday night. It's a warmer Friday night than a lot of times in September, but not unusually warm. You will see, I'm sure, at some point some cramping before this night is over. Our officiating crew led by Terry Leak, guy that's been around here a lot. His daughter Erin was a Lady Tiger basketball player several years ago. First down and 10 for the Warriors. Starting at the 25-yard line, ball just on the other side of the midfield point. And Haynes is going to throw a quick one over the middle. He's got Nietzschau racing up the near side, and he's got a first down out past the 40-yard line to the 44-yard line, a 19-yard pickup on a pass play in the first play of the game. Welcome to the W Trophy game.
That's right, and that took us by a little bit by surprise there. Got to play your assignments. He was wide open there. Good tackle, open field tackle.
Ethan Rivett starting at a cornerback position here in the game tonight for the Tigers. So the Warriors get a passing first down on the very first play of the game. And they have the ball at their own 44-yard line on the near side. The big sophomore Haynes will turn and hand off to the freshman McKibben. And he'll try the middle and he'll get none of that. They're going to give him a half yard, so officially no gain on the play. You had Matthew Flores Ortega in on the stop. We haven't heard a lot from Matthew this season. Six solo tackles, 11 assisted tackles so far in the season. Second down, officially still 10. It's more like 9.5. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation for the Warriors from just inside their own 45-yard line. And there's movement on the Wawasee side. Cam Center flinched, and that's going to cost the Warriors 5 yards, first penalty of the game against either team. And the Tigers were penalized 6 times last week for 30 yards. And I would call them the paper cut penalties.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? You described it well. It's 3rd and 3 becomes 3rd and 8, and it makes a big difference.
You can't do that. At 3rd and 8, it's a very, very difficult down and distance to convert.
You can get away with that against the Goshens of the world. You will not get away with that next week against Concord or the following week against Plymouth or after that against Mishawaka. And they run it up the middle. It's going to be a quick pass out to the near side. Center breaks one tackle, gets across the 40, and he gets the 5 yards back to the 44-yard line. A little pitch out to the near side to Cam Center. Center with his 4th catch of the season and literally gets them right back to where they were, just inside the 45 after the 5-yard walk-off. It's now 3rd down and almost the full 10 to get.
And that will go down as a rush because he did toss it backwards, but it was just unconventional because he threw it over. It wasn't your typical option pitch.
So, Scott, make sure you put that in
that
as
a rushing
play.
Yep.
Scott's got it.
He's top of it.
He is all over it, and we appreciate Scott Smith being here to do stats for us. 3rd down and 10. They fake the pitch. Rolling back is Haynes. Going to throw it in the flat. He's got his man, but he's going nowhere. The catch was made by Caden Andrew out in the right flat, but he was immediately tackled by Flores Ortega. It's no gain on the play. 4th down and 10 coming up for the Warriors. And they will have to punt. Their punter is their quarterback, or has been. Let's see who they throw out there. They've had a couple different guys punt. This looks like it's going to be Braden Clay. He drops back to his 30-yard line. Tucker Reed standing inside his 20. Clay on the season, 6 punts for an average of 24.7. Perfect snap back. And he'll boot it away, and Reed's going to be able to return this. from the 19-yard line. Makes a man miss at the 20, 25, to the 30, still going all the way out to the 35-yard line. Mark him down at the 34 officially. So it's a 15-yard return of the punt. The Tigers take over with 8:58 left to play here in our opening quarter of the W game. Warsaw and Wauwatosa scoreless.
And that third and 10 play for Wauwatosa, give credit to 88 there, Grady Nelson. Just got busted through that offensive line for Wauwatosa, and Mark Haynes had nowhere to throw. Great open field tackle once he did make that throw.
Tiger offense to the line of scrimmage. Quentin Brock, the quarterback. Michael Schenck in there as the fullback, and he will dive forward and get a yard to the 35-yard line. Stood up and stopped by Brody Young after a gain of a yard. And again, we told you that in the depth chart, Dalen Fitzpatrick was listed as the starter, and Michael Schenck was the backup, but it is Schenck in here to begin the game. And it is second down and 9. Same formation for the Tigers. Reed goes in motion. They're going to pitch it to him, and he's got blockers. 40 comes to the near sideline. Oh, he tripped up. He tripped over the 40-yard line and goes down at the 44-yard line. However, he got the yardage needed. They're going to give him 9 yards and give Warsaw their first down of the game.
And credit the Wauwatosa defense there for open field tackle, because if he could have got by that defender, there was a lot of green turf in front of him.
Yeah, that guy was out there on an island.
Yep.
And that would have been massive problems had he not made the play he made. So Warsaw on the march. They have their first down from their 45. This is Brock keeping it to the outside. Pitches out. This is Harmon. 45-40. 35-30. Up the far sideline. Drag down inside the 25-yard line. They mark him at the 23-yard line.
Good option play to the left, and great blocking by the offensive line on that left side.
32 yards on the carry, and we have an injured Tiger. We have an injured Tiger on the field. And
is that Wilson?
It is. Quentin Wilson is down. He tried to run back down the field to join his teammates and was unable to do so. So he will be treated for what looks like a leg injury. This is a guy that plays not only both ways, but plays a lot both ways, so they can't afford to lose him for any length of time. Good job by Brock on that last play, Andy.
Yeah.
He kept it to just the right moment to make that defender, the one defender out there, commit, and then he pitched it out to Wyatt, and Wyatt knows what to do with it from there.
That part of his option game has improved so much. He's always had the speed. He's always had the arm. But learning the timing of that option play, when to pitch it, when to hold it, when to juke, man, that was a great option pitch there.
Wilson's walking off to the field under his own power.
It's good to see.
He is limping, but not a lot, so they're going to get him on the table and take a look. 7:53 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw with their first possession of the game. Now they have moved the ball to the 23-yard line of Wauwatosa. First down and 10. Ball on the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of this formation. Brock under center. Takes the snap. Going to pitch it right. Here comes Reed again with a blocker. 20. Cuts up field. 15. He's the 10. And down at the 7-yard line. 16 more yards for the Tigers. Working the edges, Andy. First and goal.
And those are those chunk plays that Wauwatosa just can't afford to give up when you're playing a Warsaw Tiger offense like this. Hitting them up the middle a little bit, but those wide plays are just so far so good for the Tigers.
Well, we've seen this before, teams against Warsaw committing that they're not going to give the fullback yardage.
Right.
And Warsaw's made those teams pay for it. From the 7, first and goal, ball in the near hash mark. And, the exchange was bad between Brock and Schenck. There's a fumble. Wauwatosa is saying that they have it, and they do.
Well,
a fumble, a turnover, another turnover. Warsaw's fifth lost fumble now in three games and a quarter. And the Tigers' promising drive ends at the Wauwatosa 8-yard line.
Those are some of the kind of mistakes that Coach Curtis is talking about, you know, from last week's game against Goshen. You just those exchange problems. Got to button those up, because that will come back to bite us soon if we don't get that stuff cleaned up.
Warriors offense runs on the field with new life. Looked like the next time they saw the field, they were going to be down at least six. They dodge a bullet. First down and 10 for the Warriors. And Haynes didn't like the personnel that was on the field, and he takes timeout. 7:04 left to play, opening quarter. No score, Warsaw and Wawasee. We're back here in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Apparently our fishing crew is in a hurry. They have run a play since we went to commercial break. McKibben for 3 yards up the middle. Actually give him two. He's stopped right at the 10-yard line. Second down and 8 coming up for the Warriors. Backed up, but still in a scoreless game with Warsaw after the fumble by the Tigers. Haynes back to throw, lofting it down the middle of the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. A flag comes down. Fletcher Pohl with the interception inside the 20 and out of bounds on the near sideline. Let's see what the flag is, though. Thrown by the umpire at the 12-yard line. And he threw that flag really high in the air. That flag was probably 15 feet in the air.
Let's hope we get a hold here.
Ineligible man downfield. Oh, wait a minute. They're pointing toward the Tigers.
Yeah, he messed up there.
All right, so Fletcher Pohl with an interception, and the Tigers are right back in business at the Warrior 12-yard line, first down and 10.
Yeah, and that pass by Haynes just kind of floated. It seemed like it was in the air for 8-10 seconds, and Fletcher Pohl did a great job of, you know, coming down with it. Those are sometimes the hardest balls to catch are the ones that are soft and right to you, but he did a great job.
Ask Parker Sweet about that from last week.
Right.
Oh, he felt so bad about that. I have a story to tell you about that here in just a second. Warsaw from the 12. Hand off the middle, Brody Duncan, but first flags fly. Generally, that's against the offense, and it is illegal procedure against the Tigers. There are those pre-snap penalties that Andy was talking about in the pregame show that just are completely unnecessary.
And to Coach Curtis's credit, he obviously knows that, and that's just something that he knows that has got to get fixed soon.
Second down for the Tigers, or first down and 10. No. Let me back up. First and 15 from the 17. Tigers can get a first down at about the 2-yard line. Brock with Duncan behind him takes the snap, pitches left to Harmon. Harmon cuts up field 15. Now bounces to the outside to the 10, to the 5. Dives to the goal line, and he comes up just short. They're going to mark him down at the 1-yard line. 16 yards for Wyatt Harmon on the pitch. First down and goal, Tigers, with 6:06 left to play in the opening quarter of the 2025 W game, in a scoreless game at the moment. Hold on. Is there another flag down?
I thought I saw something.
Well, you did see something. Well, actually, they're looking at whether it's first down or not. It is a first down, although they marked the ball not at the 1-yard line. They put it at the 2. So give him 15 yards in the carry, not 16. It's a first down nonetheless. Halfway through the opening quarter, Warsaw looking for the first score of the game. From the 2, Duncan behind Brock. And it's a handoff to Duncan up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. Brody Duncan scores. Duncan with his third rushing touchdown of the season. And Warsaw has the lead, 6-0 with 5:50 left to play in the quarter.
And that was just a fullback up the middle there for Brody. But the play before, you're gonna see credit to Wyatt Harmon on that rush, and credit where credit's due. But what a kickout block by number 5. Tucker Reed had an incredible kickout block.
Here's the freshman John Conley to add the extra point. Good snap. Spot is down by Tucker Reed, and the kick is up and good. 5:50 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw draws first blood in the W game at 7-0 Tigers. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Andy just slugged me with his elbow right in the ribs. The good news for him is my wife hits me harder than that, so you and I are fine. Warsaw 7, Wawasee nothing. On the 2-yard touchdown run by Brody Duncan, his first of the game, his third of the season. Now the kickoff here, and this will be Fisher Whitaker to kick off. Now, what Fisher's good at are the little dribble kicks. Wawasee is backed up deep, And Whitaker's going to run to it, and he's going to punch it down the field. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. Takes a high bounce. It's bobbled at the 25-yard line and falling on back at the 24-yard line. Cassidy Carter had that bounce off his hands and then high in the air for what must have felt like 10 seconds. Yeah. It was only about one, but he falls on it back at the 24, and that's where Wallace, he takes over first down and 10 with 5:47 left to play here in the opening quarter, and they're down 7-0.
Because he knows if he doesn't make that catch on that second time, that's probably going to be Warsaw ball.
Well, he knows they're human beings with black jerseys.
With bad intentions.
Racing towards him.
Yeah.
They're going to cause him some aches and pains if he doesn't get on that ball quickly, which he did. So Haynes in the offense, after the turnover, sets up the Tigers for a touchdown. Starts from his 24-yard line, first down and 10. Now the big sophomore takes a snap, quick throw far side, Setra goes through his hands, and goes out of bounds, and they're going to rule that as a forward pass and incomplete. However, I will tell you that was really close.
That was very close. And that ball did not come out of Haynes' hand very well either.
No.
It almost like he threw like a breaking pitch. So
I don't think you can say, now that I've seen him for almost five quarters of football, I would not say he's a polished passer.
Yeah.
His main thing is running. And when you're 205 pounds and 6'2", running could be your strength. Second down and 10. And he fakes the handoff. He takes off running, runs into a Tiger, runs into another. Still bouncing off two more Tigers. And finally goes down after a gain of two to the 26-yard line. Bouse and Strawn each had shots at him, but it was Nelson who finally got him to the turf. It's third down and 8.
And that's kind of what we were talking about in the pregame. You know, he's a big guy. You're going to need to wrap him up, and a couple shoulder blows will not bring him down.
Yeah. Last week, Warsaw put some shoulders into kids, and they went down quickly.
Yes, they did.
That is not the case of this young man. Third down and 8, ball on the far hash mark. Resting at the Warrior 26-yard line. Approaching 5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. And they will be, it'll be a keeper, and it's a loss. Haynes thrown back inside the 24-yard line. The 2 yards he just gained, he gave back. It's fourth down and 10, and the punt team comes back out onto the field for Wallasee.
It's good to see Quentin Wilson back out there on defense.
Yes, I noticed that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Of course. And the great pursuit there. Penetration from the defensive line. All four of them.
Clay back to punt. Reed had a 15-yard return last time. Standing now at about his 38-yard line. Clay at the 10 takes the snap, kicks it away. It's an end-over-end kick, and Reed is going to call for the fair catch and make it at the 43-yard line. 4:18 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead over Wallasee. And they will take over from their own 44-yard line, looking to increase this lead.
But I think Tucker's due to bust the punt return at some point
tonight.
Yes, sir. It just seems like he's due.
Yep. Well, and tonight is the night.
Tonight would be the night.
Right?
Yep.
It just feels like this is going to be a night where he can make a big play, maybe more than one. The last time he ran one back, he ran two back. That was at Northridge to wrap up the regular season. A couple of 88-yard kickoff returns. Warsaw from the middle of the field at their own 44-yard line, first down and 10. Brock will fake the pitch, drop back to throw, lofts it to a man wide open, and it is Logan Carl, and it's incomplete. Logan was open by 10 yards, but the pass was behind him, and Logan could not get his body turned around enough to make that catch, or he would have scored an easy touchdown.
And that was one where he probably could have just stopped and acted like a center fielder and just caught it. He kept his body moving, which didn't help come down with that catch. There was nobody around him.
No. He went flying up the hash marks, and he was lonely down there. Second down and 10. Brock takes the snap, pitches right. Reed looking for the corner. He'll turn upfield and get across the 45, and he'll be down at the Warrior 49-yard line. A gain of 7 yards on a second down carry. It sets up third down and 3.
And we'll say, too, on that drop there by Logan, there was some pressure. Quentin had to get rid of the ball. Didn't have time to set up. That probably caused a little bit of it as well.
Yes. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Third down and three. Ball in the near hash mark at the 49-yard line of the Warriors. Brock is calling out the play. He's got plenty of time. 12 on the play clock. Takes the snap, and he will keep it. And he'll turn up field, and he'll get 2 yards to the 47-yard line. Stopped on the play by Alex Tienda, the senior, 5'11", 225 pounds. Gain of two on the play. It's fourth down and a little more than a yard. Be about 3.5 feet. The Warsaw Tiger offense stays out on the field.
Predictably.
Normally in these circumstances, Bart either does a quarterback sneak or they run the fullback up the middle. But the way things have been going, don't be surprised if this play goes out wide. Brock takes the snap, hands off. It's Duncan, and he's got the first down up the middle across the 46-yard line to the 45-yard line. He needed one. He got two. 2:48 left to play here in the quarter. Warsaw leads Wawasee 7-0. First down, Tigers.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Needed one, got two.
Good job by the right side of that offensive line.
Absolutely.
To make just enough of a hole to get him through there.
Nice touch there on the video board. Getting some live action.
The new video board, yeah. Now in its second varsity game action. Showing the student section down here to our right. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Tigers. Timeout Warsaw. 2:27 left to play here in our opening stanza. Warsaw 7. Wawasee nothing. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith doing the stats. Steve Scott back at the radio station. 2:27 left to play, opening period. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, facing first down and 10 from the Warrior 45, heading toward the south end of Fisher Field. Play action fake, lob up the near side. White Harmon wide open at the 25. He tripped up and goes down at the 15-yard line. Perfect throw by Brock on the money, and Harmon was ready for it. He had one man to beat and could not beat him. It'll be first down and 10 Tigers at the 16-yard line after a 29-yard gain.
You like to see that kind of, you know, making the offense a little bit more broad, keeping Wawasee honest on defense, not just loading up the box, you know, trying to stop that run.
Well, and they need, this offense needs to be able to pass the football.
Yep.
We have talked about that many, many times.
Yep.
And if Wawasee wants to do that, Warsaw will take what is given of them. First down and 10, under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead and marching. Duncan up the middle, big hole, 10, 5, untouched to the end zone. Touchdown. Brody Duncan with his second of the opening quarter, and with 1:48 to go in the period, Warsaw leads 13-0.
And that was like Moses parting the Red Sea there. There was great job by the offensive line from Warsaw just creating a huge hole. And Brody Duncan, second touchdown of the night.
He won't have many easier than that one.
No.
There was a gaping, you could have driven a school bus through that one. Now for the point after. Conley boots it low, but boots it through. It's good. 14-0 Warsaw. 1:48 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 1:48 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead. Looking for an 11th straight win over Wawasee here in the W Trophy game. They're off to a flying start, Andy Manis.
Absolutely. A couple of hiccups to start, but seems like we've ironed some of those out. Gotten a little bit more efficient on offense, just gaining some chunk plays. Let's hope that we can see this continue.
Muñiz Bermudez to kick off for the Tigers. Again, the rare defensive lineman doing the kicking off, and he puts his right foot into it. It's a high kick, but it will be returnable. Center from the 5, 10, 15. Angling right, 20, got a hole, 25, to the outside, 30, 35, spins away and gets out past the 40-yard line to the 44-yard line. That is a 38-yard return for Cam Center and gives Wawasee some life that they didn't have just a few seconds ago.
That's been their best offensive play so far.
Yes, it has. That is correct.
Just good elusiveness on his part. So, I mean, Center's an athlete. He's a good player.
Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
And you've seen him a couple times try to get the ball to him in space.
Yeah.
They just haven't really been able to do it very effectively so far. They are still going to continue to try to do that. First down and 10 for the Warriors. They mark the ball at the 44-yard line. Haynes, the big sophomore quarterback, will keep it, and he'll bounce off one, bounce off two, but not off of Villa. And Nathan will stop him right at the 45-yard line for a gain of one.
And that's good reaction there by Villa, just noticing where that ball is and then just trusting his eyes, trusting his instincts, and just making a great play.
We noticed last week at Goshen, with the neighborhood right behind the visitor stands that we could see from our perch in the press box, the leaves are starting to turn, and there's a tree just across State Road 15 that's already in bright orange, red, and yellow. Haynes pitches out, coming to the near side is Lehman, and Lehman's going nowhere. Flores, Ortega, and also Villa there on the stop, and add Ethan Sinclair to the credit on that. And it will be third down and nine coming up for Wauwatosa. So we play out the final 40 seconds of the opening quarter of the 40th edition of the W Trophy game.
And you can see the difference here between their toss sweeps and our toss sweeps. We had just great pursuit to that ball. Robbie Strawn was also in that play. When we run it, we block that well. We lots of running room for us.
20 seconds to go in the quarter. Haynes under center on third and nine. Takes a snap, and that looked awkward.
Very.
Looked like half the guys moved and the other half didn't, and it's illegal procedure against Wauwatosa. We'll back them up to the 40-yard line and make it third down and 14.
I think it was their right guard that flinched a little bit. Maybe right guard and right tackle.
It looked like the right side of the line.
Yep.
I think one of them did and then the other did.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to go now?
Peer pressure.
Right.
Right? And now Wauwatosa doesn't have to snap the ball to end the quarter if they don't want to, and now another flag comes in. Clock stops with 4 seconds left. Did Wauwatosa have too many guys in the huddle? Sideline warning.
Okay.
Oh. There is an assistant coach from Wauwatosa that is... No, that's Matt Thacker.
Yep.
Matt Thacker is not very happy with the official on that side. And that's going to do it. And Wauwatosa will not get a playoff before the end of the quarter. And after one, Warsaw 14, Wauwatosa nothing. We'll start quarter two after these words on News Now Warsaw.